With the United Nations General Assembly in session and some of the world's most prominent leaders taking what's been called the world's biggest stage, we're starting today's show at the UN headquarters in New York. I'm Carl Azus, welcoming our viewers worldwide to CNN 10. The UN General Assembly is where leaders and delegates from all 193 UN members can address the planet. Some of Tuesday's speakers included the leaders of Brazil, Turkey, Mexico, France, Egypt, Nigeria, and Japan. U.S. President Donald Trump took the stage yesterday, giving a speech that covered a range of issues and mentioned a number of other countries. One central theme of his remarks reflected his America First policy.
I honor the right of every nation in this room to pursue its own customs, beliefs, and traditions. The United States will not tell you how to live or work or worship. We only ask that you honor our sovereignty in return. America is governed by Americans. We reject the ideology of globalism, and we embrace the doctrine of patriotism.
President Trump also discussed subjects like immigration, international trade, the civil war in Syria, and tensions between the United States and Iran.
The corrupt dictatorship in Iran. Iran's leaders sow chaos, death, and destruction. They do not respect their neighbors or borders or the sovereign rights of nations. Instead, Iran's leaders plunder the nation's resources to enrich themselves and to spread mayhem across the Middle East and far beyond.
The Trump administration announced earlier this year that the U.S. would pull out of an international nuclear deal with Iran that was made during the Obama administration. That was something discussed yesterday by President Trump and Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. When it was his turn to speak, he didn't mention President Trump by name, but he did target the U.S. leader's policies regarding both America and Iran.
The message of our presence here is that the preservation of interest and security in the world in the least costly manner is solely possible through the cooperation of and coordination among countries. However, it is unfortunate that we are witnessing rulers in the world who think they can secure their interests better, or at least in the short term ride public sentiments and gain popular support through the fomenting of extremist nationalism and racism.
Of course, many other topics came up yesterday at the United Nations. The leaders of 36 countries were scheduled to speak yesterday, and that's just a fraction of the more than 150 speakers taking the stage this week alone.